We know that Jesus Christ, in all his life, teaches by means of parables. These are all taken from the life of the people, from their daily life. By these parables, Jesus helped the people to discover, learn, find, and see the things of God in daily life. The people receive the key to open and find the signs of God in them, and now in us. He narrates two stories or parables, which is very close to his life and the people's life. The daily life event, the story of the seed that grows by itself, and the story of the small mustard seed which grows into a biggest shrub. On the first parable, the farmer who plants knows the process: seed, the green sprout, leaf, spike, grain. The farmer knows how to wait. He does not cut down the grain because it is time, before it is time. But he does not know how the soil, the rain, the sun, and the seed have this force or strength to make the plant grow from nothing until it bears fruit. This is how the kingdom of God. It is a process. There are stages and moments of growth. It takes place in time. It produces fruit at just the right moment, but nobody knows how to explain its mysterious force. Not even the landlord, only God. While the second parable, the mustard seed is small, but it grows, and at the end, the birds make their nets in its branches. This is how the kingdom is. It begins very small, it grows, and it extends its branches. The parable leaves an open question which will receive a response later on in the gospel. Who are the birds? The text suggests that it is the pagans who will not be able to enter the community and participate in the kingdom. This is the kingdom of God that involves sanctity, grace, truth, love, compassion, and life, which He Himself gave us. And this kingdom must be real and live first within each one of us, and afterwards share it to others. This kingdom must be evident through our constant service and charity, kindness and generosity to people around us. By that, the seed is evidently growing in us and sharing it to others. This is the life of St. John Bosco, the memorial or the feast we are celebrating today, the saint named after our parish Knights of Columbus. St. John Bosco was ordained in 1841. He worked with youth, taught catechism to orphans and apprentices, and was a chaplain in a hospice for girls. John wrote short treatises aimed at explaining the faith to children, and then taught children how to print them. He founded the Salesians of Don Bosco in 1859. priests who work with and educate boys under the protection of Our Lady, help of Christian, and Saint Francis de Sales. He founded the Daughters of Mary, Help of Christians, in 1872, and the Union of Cooperator Salesians in 1875. Don Bosco's method of study involved observance of rules by instilling a sense of duty, by removing all occasions for disobedience, and by allowing no effort towards virtue to pass unappreciated. He held that the teacher should be father, advisor, and friend, and he was the first to adopt the preventive method rather than punishment. He wrote, "As far as possible, avoid punishing. Try to gain love before inspiring fear." At the time of Don Bosco's death in 1888, there were 250 houses of the Salesian Society in all parts of the world. So my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is asking us today to be an instrument to spread the kingdom of God throughout the world by being kind, generous, patient, and loving to our family, friends, neighbors, and even strangers. Let us do one act of kindness every day and make that our way of life. And may St. John Bosco pray for us.